women are already more vulnerable to all extreme situations, let alone conflict. Definitely women are the one who pays the largest bill, women and children, in any crisis. So if it's a protracted conflict, whether it is impact of a disaster, women are the one who pays the price and are among the one who are the largest victim. However, we don't like to look at women only as victim, because even in conflict, women are agent for peace. Women are able to push forward national reconciliation. Women are important actors. And this is what we need to emphasize for the countries, not only talk about their needs in the humanitarian acute phase, but also about their role in rebuilding their countries.
When you listen to presentations by governments, do you get the feeling that there is greater effort to remove, you know, especially laws that may look very innocent, but they actually do discriminate against women?
I think that we have an uneven level of commitment to really address discrimination issues on women. We have certain countries that have progressed, and I'm a relatively new member to CEDAW. It's been a year and a half that I joined the committee, but I can look at the institutional memory of the committee's work and see many progress achieved, but we have also many setbacks. And we have also this situation of lack of political will, where we have texts that are not either operationalized, implemented, or simply not meeting the standards of the convention. So it varies from one country to the other.
When Syria presented its report, did you feel they were making any progress?
Syria presented its second report to the committee in the midst of conflict. It had presented its initial report in period of peace, and we felt that more progress could have been achieved between the time we examined the initial report and just before the start of the conflict, because the start of the conflict probably disrupted many things. But the idea was, had we done more before, maybe we could have had less negative impact. However, I felt that this time also Syria will draw lessons from that. The delegation was extremely, you know, with very high level and extremely committed to take this new recommendation and make sure that they are implemented, monitored, evaluated. So we hope that they keep to their commitment.
You also reviewed India, and it's a country that is, I would say, is going through a rather difficult period. There have been very many reported cases of rape against women. Was the committee concerned about these events in India?
Extremely concerned, because the committee feels between the periodic report that was submitted in 2007 and this periodic report, which is the fourth and the fifth combined, that the measures that have been introduced to address the widespread violence against women were very poor, minimal, and not commensurate with the need, that these measures, although they are there, but they do not address properly the problem and the magnitude of the problem, because there is this big concern of gender stereotypes in India that is allowing for things to happen in the magnitude that are happening in perpetrating violence against women. But also in the case of India, here again, the issue of impunity came up very strongly, because the Armed Forces, the Special Power Act, may give them immunity, so they cannot be prosecuted if they are accused of acts of violence against women. So you have also these barriers very often, you know. These are tensions, and we try to address them also in this concluding observation, hoping that the state party will try to remedy some of those weaknesses in the current system.
What about women amongst themselves? Would you say they are pushing their agenda forward to be able to eliminate discrimination, or they're just waiting for governments to help them out?
Oh, definitely not. I think women are very powerful driving force all over, in different manners, in different ways, in all societies, because after all, they are most of the time at least half of the population of those countries. And they know that if they are not empowered, if they are not educated, if they are not given a chance at the very beginning, and then after that they take their own chances. Women in rural areas have continued to be the most disadvantaged all over the world. The access to basic services and amenities, medical care, all of this, it's a daily struggle for women all over the globe to get the basic minimum human rights, which are their human rights.